This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom report. The laughter of Yahuwah echoes across the earth, not a sound of joy, but of judgment. A righteous laughter directed at those who presume to stand against the Most High, against the covenant people, against the unfolding of His will. The hour of Edom's reckoning is upon us, and their desperate attempts to maintain control are laid bare for all who have eyes to see. We are witnessing the tightening of a web, a digital panopticon woven by the hand of Edom, and it is a sign, a clear and unmistakable sign of their waning dominion. They call it convenience, they cloak it in the language of security, but it is nothing more than a frantic attempt to bind Israel and the nations to their will. Every keystroke monitored, every purchase tracked, every location pinpointed. This is not protection, it is possession. It is the grasping of a crumbling empire, desperately seeking to know all, to control all, before the foundations give way. Remember the prophet Obadiah speaking directly to Edom, "For the violence against your brother Jacob, shame shall cover you, and you shall be cut off forever." Shame already stains their hands, and they attempt to conceal it behind layers of data, behind algorithms and artificial intelligence. They build their fortresses of information, hoping to obscure their deeds, but Yahuwah sees through the illusion. He sees the darkness gathering, the eyes of Edom growing ever more shadowed. They offer us mirrors, polished and gleaming, reflecting back a distorted image of freedom. They construct walls of digital control while promising open borders. They speak of connection, yet deliver isolation. They promise transparency, yet operate in the deepest shadows. This is the ancient pattern of Edom, deceit and manipulation. It is the rebuilding of Babylon, the raising of new towers, echoing the defiance of Yeshayahu 13:19. The fortified cities will vanish like dust, and the dwellings of the ruthless will be no more. These towers aren't built of brick and mortar alone, but of code and connectivity. They are the digital fortresses of a people determined to reimagine their dominion, to recreate the power structures of the past in a new and insidious form. But Yahuwah is not mocked. The polished stone will crumble, the foundations will shift, and the towers will fall. But even as Edom tightens its grip, a different kind of awakening is taking place. Scattered Israel, the remnant of Jacob's seed dispersed through the ships of captivity, is stirring. And within that awakening, there is a rediscovery of the ancient ways, a remembering of the boundaries that protect us. The Kodesh laws, the dietary restrictions Kashrut are not mere traditions, they are lifelines. They are the boundaries established by Yahuwah, defining who we are as a covenant people, separating us from the contamination of the nations. Devarim 14:2 makes this clear. These laws are a mark of set apartness, a shield against the forces that seek to assimilate and destroy. As Edom's influence grows, as their darkness descends, the importance of adhering to these boundaries becomes even more critical. And alongside this strengthening of boundaries, we see the blossoming of Israel's garden. Scattered seeds are taking root, sprouting in unexpected places. Communities are forming, traditions are being revived, and a sense of ancestral connection is growing stronger. Yeshayahu 27:6 speaks of this restoration, this flourishing of Israel's garden, a testament to Yahuwah's enduring promise. This is not a return to a geographical location, but a return to a covenant identity, a reclaiming of our spiritual inheritance. This is the pattern. Edom tightens its grip, and Israel responds by deepening its roots. Edom builds its towers, and Israel strengthens its boundaries. Edom offers illusions, and Israel seeks truth. The battle is not fought with weapons of steel, but with weapons of spirit, with truth, with faith, and with unwavering obedience to Yahuwah. The day of Yahuwah is approaching, and the signs are all around us. Edom's judgment is unfolding, and Israel's restoration is underway. The watchman stands vigilant, observing the patterns, sounding the alarm, and proclaiming the truth. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.